Okay, today's daf is Bechoras daf Mem Hei, and we are on Mem Dalet Amud Beis, continuing the Mumin of the Kohanim on this last full blot of Mume Kohanim, and the last blot of the two prakim here, the midsection in Maseches Bechoros, 6th and 7th parak, that talk about the Mumin of animals and the Mumin of Kohanim, before we get into the next parak, which is Pidyon HaBen issues. Okay, says the Mishnah on Mem Dalet Amud Beis. Ein lo beitzim o ein lo ela beitza achas. Again, talking about the male anatomy, if someone is Rachmana Lassan born without beitzim or only has one, hareza maruch ashech ha-mur ba-Torah. This is maruch ashech, the mum called maruch ashech in the Torah. As we had yesterday, a machlokas about what pshat in the pasuk is, but not really a machlokas lamaisa about the mumin. So to hear, what is maruch ashech? So the Tanakhama says it means if he's lacking in terms of his anatomy. Rabbi Shmuel Omer kol sheni mochu ashechav. Rabbi Shmuel says he has them, but they are crushed and they're damaged. Rabbi Akiva Omer kol sheruach v'ashechav. They're swollen, right? They're puffed up. Rabbi Chanina ben Atikonus Omer kol shemarav chashuchin. No, totally different pshat. No, it means that his complexion is dark. Marav Chashuchin, as we will see later on as well. So four different pshatim. What exactly does Maruch Ashech mean in the Torah? So why did each one reject the other one shita? So Kashya Leilu Rabbi Yishmael. Hak Rabbi Yishmael, shita number two, was bothered by the first shita that said what? Hachasar Ashech mi ba'ilei. If it meant that it was missing, it shouldn't have said Maruch Ashech, it should have said Chasar Ashech. That's why I disagree with shot number one, and I give my own shot. That means crushed. So Tzni, Shenimruchu Ashechav. So therefore, this is what Maruch Ashech is. Nimruchu Ashechav, they're smushed, and they are crushed. That's why Rabbi Shmuel says what he says. Kashalel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, shot number three, wasn't happy with even shot number two. Why? Hai mi meroach ashech mi boile. You should have an extra mem in there if you meant it to mean that it was crust. Mi meroach ashech. Right? That should be part of it. Part of the word. So tani shaharuach bashachav. We don't have that extra mem, so that's why Rabbi Akiva learns it and understands it as ruach. This could be wind. It looks blown up and swollen. That's why Shita number three says what he says. Kasha le Rebchini ben Antigonus, fourth pshat, hai ruach ashech mi ba'ilei. If it's just that it's swollen and puffy, it should be ruach, not miroach. That sounds like something else. So tani shemarav chashuchin. Therefore, Rebchini says, really what this mum means in the Torah is marav chashuchin, the complexion, his complexion is dark. What does that mean? Kasavar garin umosifin vidarshin. He holds that you're allowed to take away a letter and add it on somewhere else and darshan it that way. What does that mean? Rashi explains. If you have the word meroach, ashech. Meroach ends with a ches, and ashech starts with an aleph. You take each of those letters away and switch them, basically. Switch the ches and the aleph from meroach, ashech. So if you switch that, it comes out to be miro, which is like mar'eh, appearance. Choshech, choshech, dark. So miro, choshech, dark complexion, and that is the psul listed here in the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, that's what the psul is of Maruch Ashech. Hainu Kushi. But that's exactly what Kushi is, right? We're going to have it Hashem on later on today's daf, right? Memheim Abeis, we're going to have the Mishnah that says a Kushi is a Baal Mum. So isn't that Maruch, Marav Chashuchin? So answer, Rabbi Chaim ben Atikonus, lo tani Kushi. He didn't have Kushi later on in the Mishnah. He just had it here, and therefore it would be included here and not there. It's also not just a question of language, of, oh, it's already included in that Mishnah, why is it repeated? But it could be that in that Mishnah, that's just mum type number two. Eino domin lezara shalaron. Here we'll only get pshat on the pasuk. So it could be mum type number one, which is even machal di avoda. So it's also a halachic nafkamina. Good. How dark is dark? Doesn't really exactly say. So somebody sent me an email yesterday. What happens if you have a very, very dark, whether it's someone of Sephardic descent or Ethiopian descent, I don't know if any of them are Kahanim and Levium. I'm not sure. But they all say they should shave it done. But how dark is dark? So it could be that only where it is unusual for the person to be dark, that it's not their natural color. Masha'enkein, if it's something natural, so it could be that maybe that's not a mum. But it could be where it's only unusual. But maybe not. as we're going to see today, there are certain natural states that might also be considered a mum, like we had yesterday in terms of the placement of the belly button. That's not exactly how that's called a mum also, even though it's somewhat natural. Okay, we continue now. Next Mishnah. Masnisan. Makish bekarsulav uba arkavosav. If somebody's knees or ankles knock together, Rashi points out, karsulav and arkavosav are opposites. One is where the knees clank together as the person walks and their ankles, their feet stand out. And the other way is out. No, they're bow-legged. Right? They have their feet close together and their knees are bent out. Either way, that is a mum. Ubal ha pikim veha ikel. And bal pikim and ikel. What exactly is that? Bal pikim and ikel. So ezeo ikel. Koshehu makif parsosav. If somebody puts their feet together, the ain arkubosav noksha zulazu, and their knees do not knock into each other. Right? They're not close to each other. Right? I'm sorry, I forgot to mention, I was gonna mention at the end also, there is a sponsor for today and this week's Shiurim. And that is Baye and Eddie Jacobs, sponsoring Le'ilu Nishmas Dr. Chuck Feldman, who was Nifta recently, and we thank them for their sponsorship and their chizuk and in Harbatzas HaTorah. For the following week, we will be announcing their sponsorship. Okay, back to the top. So, ikel means that feet are together and their knees are not together. Meaning similar to what we said before, but they bend out. Veinar kubosav nokshos zulazu. How close does one feet have to be when they say Shmona Esrei? Sometimes as one gets older, sometimes it's harder to keep the feet together and keep the balance. So, one has to do the best they can. Best they can in terms of being like a malach. Because Baruch Hu understands. Next, pika, what is pika? Ikel means if it's the knees are sticking out. Pika, yotze mi gudlo. There's a piece of skin or flesh that's coming out of the thumb. An extra piece of flesh. That is pika. Akevo, yotze, another mum. Akevo yotze la achorav. If one's heel juts out behind him. What does that mean? Usually when we stand up, our heel is right under us. Our foot is not in the middle. Of the, right, our toes in the front and ankle in the back. Our ankle is under our body. So the mum is where, no, the foot is back and the ankle juts out from behind. Parsosav rechavos kishalavas. If somebody's feet are wide and flat like a goose's feet. They have webbed feet, in terms of shape. Etzbaosav murkavos zu alzu. Or if somebody's toes go up on top of each other. They don't have toes next to each other, but their toes are up on top of each other. So you might say, who's going to see the toes? Why is this a mum? The answer is, the Kohanim are barefoot. Kohanim are barefoot, therefore it's going to be seen. O kalutos, or they're connected, they're webbed together. All of those are considered a mum. Lamala ad haperek kosher. If they are connected only at the tips, lamala ad haperek, above the knuckle of the toes, kosher, that is not a problem, that is too far down, that's not called a mum. But if it's lower, and they were cut kosher, but until it was cut, it would be a psul. We discussed in Parsha Shir the past couple of years that it used to be, when man was created, that everybody had webbed hands. Right? Everybody had, there's a medrash, the end of Parsha's Noach, end of Parsha's Bracious, that everybody used to have webbed hands until Noach was born. Noach was the first person with separated digits. Independent digits, and that's why the pasuk says Zayin Achameinu Mima'aseinu Umeitzvon Yadeinu. Rav Kasha on that pasuk brings the medrash that they knew that Noach would bring Nechama because he would be able to hold tools and work the land because he was the first one with separated digits. Right? Because now, but maybe then it wasn't a mum, but now it's a mum. Now it's a mum if it's all together. Next, Haisa ba yaseres v'chatcha. Let's say somebody has an extra finger and they cut it off. So what's the halacha then? Im yesh ba etzem, if it had a bone in it. Sometimes people, one of my kids, was born with a little extra growth next to the thumb. So if you cut it off and there was a bone inside, or you might say, how'd they know if they had a bone? So you cut it off and you see. If it had a bone inside, pasul, it's pasul even after it was cut off. Even after it was cut off. Why? Rashi quotes, first skinny lines, mechusar aver. This was part of his body. So when he had it on, it was a balmum. And when you cut it off, it's mechusar aver. Or v'im lav, but if it did not have a bone, then it was considered an extra piece of flesh, kosher. So then it is kosher. Stop there for a minute. So Rashi says that this is mechusar aver. The problem is, why is this different than, let's say, the previous case, right, where you separate the toes that were attached, and after you separate them, it's kosher. Right? Why is this different? Ask the Rashi's Bikurim. Why is it different than any mum over? Any mum over, if you fix, is fine. We had a discussion before, if you remember at Tosfos a couple of blot ago, we had a question, what happens if you have to use medicine to heal the problem? So that was a machlokas. Is that considered right here, in Lamed Chesel Med Beis, the top Tosfos, is that considered a mum over if it requires external help? Okay, but either way, let's say according to the opinion that says, even if you have external help, it's going to be okay, and it's going to be a mum over, it's going to leave the animal kosher. So why is it here different? Why is it called mechusar aver here? So says the Rashi's Bikurim, lechor kasha, maishta become mum over, dekish over mum o kosher. Vi, the shiny zeh shahamum lo over lagamre. I'm sorry, that's the wrong, that's, he asked the question in two places. Here's the one. He says, the Tzarek Lavin, Maishtom Mikomum Over, Timavar Mumo Kasher, Aptai Apostle Mitchilo. Right, he quotes that Tosas early in Lamed Ches, Vanir Lafieni is Daiti. So he says, if you look in the Rambam, when the Rambam quotes this and other Mepharshim, when they quote this, what's the problem of having an extra finger? The problem is, what we mentioned a couple of days ago, Yeser Kenotul Dami. The problem is, when something is called extra, it's Kinatul dami, kalamosiv goreya. Too much is too little. That's what we quoted from the Rambam. The Rambam extended this not only from Hilchos Treifos, but we mentioned the Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Sefer Torah. If you have a Sefer Torah, but you also have Sefer Yoshua sewed into the Sefer Torah, it loses its kedusha. What do you mean? It's a Sefer Torah plus. No, yeser kinatul dami. Why is that? Why is yeser kinatul dami? So explains the Rashi's Bikurim based on earlier achronim, that if you have an extra finger, that means more, the chiyus of the person has to be split up equally into all of his limbs. So each limb has less chiyus than it's supposed to have. And even if you cut the extra finger off, it could be that the limbs are permanently tainted and affected, that their chiyus is less. It doesn't mean that, oh, once you got off the finger, oh, now all the chiyus goes back to the other fingers. No, it could be that this is the bria of this person. And that's why even after you cut it off, it's going to remain a problem, because each of these limbs have less chiyus. I'll read it to you. To inyan yeser kenatol, mipnei shachiyus ha'ever nechak l'shnayim, v'ko'echa nikla shchiyuso. Each one has less. V'imkein, af la'achar shenitla hayaseres. Even after it was removed, lo nitosef koach v'chiyus b'ha'ever ha'nishar, farei hu kebatchila, v'yafsha achshav ein achisar nikar bo d'halocha zinana t'hayasera shavakwa zin achshav kechaser, it's not nikar v'yimkein havi kechisar ever mi bifnim, so it doesn't matter, it's still a problem because it was known as a balmum, and that is not going to change. That's the important ha'ara of the Rashi's Bikurim, why this shouldn't be just like a mum over. Once you remove it fixes itself. So says the Rashi's Bikurim, because it lost its chiyus originally, and that's how it stays. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah, yes, sir. Let's say somebody has extra, but it's all, both sides are equal, and it's an equilibrium in both sides, right? It's all proportionate. Yiser biyadav ubaraglav shesh v'shesh esrim ba'arba. He has six on each hand and foot. Six, 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 and six. 24 altogether. Right? There's no X separate word in Hebrew for toes and fingers like there is in English. It just says etzbos regel, etzbos ha'yad. There's no extra word. Figure out what the message of that is. But either way, so we have, if somebody has 24, Rabbi Yehuda Machshav Echelon Poslan, that's a machlokas tanoim. Somebody has one extra one, that's a psul. Somebody has 24 altogether, so we'll see in the Gemara what exactly the machlokas is about. Hashole b'sheyadav, if somebody's ambidextrous, they could use both. Rabbi Poslan Echelon Machshirin, another machlokas tanoim. Interestingly, what's not in the Mishnah is lefty. Seems to have skipped that one. So that we'll have to see in the Gemara. But ambidextrous, Rebbe Possels. somebody could use their left hand just like their right hand. So Tana Rabbanan, what are the limudim for all of these? So sheva regel, ein li ela sheva regel. I only know that sheva regel, if somebody has a broken foot, that's a problem. Minayin l'rabos, how do I know to include all the other ones listed in the Mishnah? Hikishan, right, that was the case where you knock them, the knees knock together. V'ha'ikel, ikel is where the stand together and the feet go out. V'ha'kilbon, Rashi says kilbon is the pika. The case of the pika with the extra piece of skin. Tamalomar, or flesh, tamalomar, o shevarogel, o includes it. Tana, bal ha'pikin v'ha'shufnar. Those are both mumin. Amar b'chiyah bar Abba Amar b'yochanan. Bala pikin sheyesh lo kisasos harbe. He has many kisasos. What are kisasos? So it seems to be translated as ankles. He has like a few bumps in the, what's the ankle is supposed to be more than one. Shufnar sheyesh lo kisasos kolikir. It's totally rounded in the back and it's there's no ankle protruding. All no kisasos at all. I guess kisas usually means a pillow. So in the back of the ankle, it's a little rounded. It looks like a pillow in the back. But that is a mum. Pika yotze migudlo vi akevo yotze lachorev. So these, the pika that's going out of the thumb and the akev, the ankle going out of the back. Amar balazar shoko yotze beemsaraglo. Right, what does this mean? Also, a mum is shoko if the thigh goes be'emsaraglo, similar to what we said in the Mishnah. Usually the thigh is in front of the foot, right? Not towards the, and the, I'm sorry, the foot goes just out in front of a person, but if the thigh is in the middle, so part of the foot is sticking behind the person, so that is a mum as well. As we mentioned yesterday, this whole parak should give us special appreciation for our bodies. Appreciation for every part of the anatomy of a healthy body being in the right place. That's what we should take out of this if we're not using it to study actual movement. Next, parsosa rachavos kishalavas, if somebody's feet are flat like a goose, amra papa, is there shiluach hakan by a goose? That's the discussion in the achronim. Right, I once had it in Woodmere, and there were geese all walking around. So is there shiluach hakan there? Right, so, sure, we do it without a bracha. So at least it's machlokas, you might as well do it. Right, if you say that you might as well do it even if you don't want the eggs, according to those achronim that we discussed at the end of Chulin, so might as well do it even if there is a machlokas in terms of the what type of animals. Okay, Amar Papa, lo tema, don't say that when we say a person has goose feet that it is absol, lo tema de trefa velo sadika, don't say it only means if they're flat like a goose but they are not separated. Elakivan de trefa avagav destika. Even if you have separated toes, like you're supposed to have, but if it's a flat bottom of your foot, right? Usually we have a little right. It's raised up, an insole. We have a little, not an insole, right? An arch, instep. But we have an arch on the bottom of our feet, right? Sometimes people who don't have that, they need support on the inside. So even if you don't have that, if it's flat, even if the toes are separated and normal, that is still a mum. Etzbaosa merkavo zu agavzu. If somebody has their toes on top of each other, oklutos or connected, Tana Rabbanan shever yad, ainli ela shever yad. Etzbaos merkavos, oklutos, right, if the toes are on top of each other or connected, lumala min haperek v'chatchan. Cut them off v'chatchan, lumala min haperek v'chatchan. You see on the side it adds in, minayin v'chatchan, as long as you cut it off. V'ha'amrit kasher, says the Gemara, one second, the Mishnah said if it's lamalam and aperek, then even if you don't cut it off, it's kasher. It's just connected all the way at the tip. That doesn't make a difference. That's all too far away from the goof. Ella, you're right. V'lo chatchan minayin. How do you know? V'lo chatchan malomar o shever yad. O shever yad, so that's included if it is up above and it is not cut off. So again, the Mishnah said, lamala ad haperek is kasher, lamatam in haperek, if it's below the perek and you cut it off, it is kasher. Sorry, maybe I misstated the question. The question was that even if you cut it off, it's going to be pasul. So it says, didn't we say it's kasher? So the answer is, you're right. This meant if you didn't cut it off, it's going to be pasul. But once you cut it off, it's going to be kasher. Fine, included from O Shever Yad is not only if you have a broken arm, but even if you have an arm that is not configure correctly, if it's connected, that's also included in the psul of O Shever Yad.
So what's the difference between lamala and lamatam?
So lamala could be a problem even if it is cut off, right? Because the girsa here, right, lamala is taken out, right? So I think it means I think above can even if it's cut off. Below, if you cut it off, it is okay.
It says lamala in the Mishnah.
Right. So I think I'm sorry.
The Mishnah
Lamala means towards the. I'm sorry, Lamala parak. Lamala, if it's further out at the tip, then it's even if it's not cut off. If it's under the tip, then it needs to be cut off. Right? And if it's under, meaning closer to the body. If it's closer to the body and it is not cut off, that's when it is a psul. If it's either cut off there or even not cut off, but if it's further out, then it would be kosher. Good. Hi, Sabo, yes, sir. If somebody has an extra finger, an extra limb, and it was cut off. So it depends if it has a bone inside. Imish by etzem pasol v'imlav kasher. If it had a bone inside, it's pasol even after you cut it off, as Rashi said. V'imlav kasher, and if not, it's kasher. So we have two statements of Rabbi Yochanan. First one. Amar Rabbi Rachana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'hu shenisperes al gav hayad. The only time that a finger is going to be a problem is if when you count the fingers on the hand, that's included. So it looks like another finger. If it's somewhere else on the hand that it's not nikar with the other fingers, then that would just be considered an extra piece of flesh. You get it off and it would be okay. What? L'chora, yes, even if it has the bone. But if it has to be nisperes al gavyad, it has to be counted with the other fingers in order to be a problem. So Tana Rabbanan, Yisera, Sheyesh ba'etzem ve'in ba'tziporen, if you have an extra finger that has a bone, but does not have a fingernail, mitame b'maga u'b'masa u'mitame ba'ohel. It is metame maged masa, if it is touched, or if it is carried, even if not touched. Umetame ba'ohel. All three tumis apply. It's like a piece of a dead body. Memaga, masa, and ohel. That is, if it has a bone and it does not have a tziporin. Does it have any basar on it? Does it have any basar on it? Well, what's the case exactly here? So Rashi says it has to be talking about a case where there's a little but not too much. Why? Look at Rashi. Metame maged masa ba'ohel. Ukigon sheish ba basar ksas velo kezayis. Why? If it has a kezayis of basar, so then it's metame because of the basar. Right? It's metame ba'ohel because of the basar. Afilo ein anisperis. Even if it's not counted as a finger. Oh, ein ba'etzem, or if it doesn't have a bone, nami have a metame ba'ohel, da kezayis benames metame ba'ohel. If this finger has kezayis basar on it, then it's metame mishum the basar. So that can't be the case. You wouldn't have the requirements of nisperis mayad. And yesh ba'etzem. V'ilo havi basar klal, and if it didn't have any basar on it, afilu nisperes nami. The chashiv eiver lo matame ba'ohel. Even if it would be counted with the other fingers, if it has no basar on it at all, it would never be matame ba'ohel. Because that, we've said before, halacha moshe v'sinai, in etzem is not matame ba'ohel. Right? You need rov minyan or rov binyan, as we'll have. You need a certain requirement. So therefore, says Rashi, you have to see, we're talking about a case where there is some basar, but not a kezayis abasar. So it's somewhat of an aver, but it's not exactly. So what gives a chashivas of an aver then? If it only has some basar, nisperes amayan and yishpa etzem. Right, that is what is, what gives it the chashivas of an aver. Okay, so back to the Gemara. So Tana Rabbanan, the Braisa says, this extra finger that has a bone, but does not have a finger, even if it doesn't have a fingernail, that's the ein batziporin, right, it still could be considered an aver, matame magmas, matame ba'ol, va'ola leminyin kufchafei. And accounts to the minion of Kufchav Hei, the minion of 125 Evarim. What does that mean? Right, there are 248, right, and 122 is half, right, 124 is half, so to have Rov is 125. Rov is 125. So this extra figure can count for Rov, to have Rov in Ohel, to be Matai Ba'ol, just the Atzamos, that can be counted. Because right? We know there are 248. So Amar Rabachana, Amar Biochanan, so Biochanan that says, Uba Disperes Al Gavayad. So related to that Brisa, not our Mishnah, related to that Brisa, Rabbi Yochanan made his comment of, it also has to be counted with the other fingers on the hand. Or else it wouldn't be chashiv enough to be an Aver in order to be counted in this. Let's just continue a little more and then we'll talk about that number. Amr of Chizda. Rav Chizda makes a comment. Davar Zer Rabbeinu Agadol Amru. Hamakom Yeva Ezro. The following statement, Rabbeinu Agadol. Rashi says is Rav. Rav said Hashem should help him. Hamakom Yeva Ezro. That was the old fashioned Shlita. Hamakom Yeva Ezro. Yatera Sheish Ba Etzem Vein Ba Tziporen. A finger, the extra finger that has an Etzem and doesn't have Tziporen. Mitami Ba Mago Ba Masa. Vein Mitami Ba Ohel. Rav says, it's Matame Magamasa and not Ohel. And now Rav Rachana Rabbi Yochanan, Ubishain in Nisperes Al Gavayad. This is because that's only when it is not Nisperes with the other fingers. If it is, then it would be Matame Ba'ohel. That's what Rav Chizda said. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, I can't believe it. Amar Asu Divrehem Kedivri Nevius. What's the svar for that? To have the chilik, to have the break of Tumas Magen Masa, not Oel. I mean, Monavshach. Right? Divrei Nevius means it's like he got it from a Navi and without explanation. So Monavshach. E Aver, who, if it has significance of being an Aver, but Oel Nami Titame, it should be Tumas Oel also, if it's a real Aver. The Elav Aver, who, but Magon Masa Nami Lolitmi. And if it's not considered an Aver, it should be not even Matai Magon Masa. Meaning, we think we're talking on the Daraisa level. That's the assumption. Is this an Aver? Is this a significant Aver? If it has Basar Kazayas, it has significance. If it's a bone, most of the bones of the body, it's significant. Right? If it's called a limb, it's significant to be Metame. So why should you have a distinction between types of Tuma? So, Amar of Huna, Barbanoch, Mishpeder of Acha, Breder of Ika, Mishum Etzem Kisaora Naguba. The answer is we're talking about here Etzem Kisaora. Right? That's the type of Tuma we're talking about. So it's not Metame, but Ohel. Right, they think this is just etzem. It's not going to be metame because of aver. Etzem, bone. And therefore, we know there is no tumas oel when it comes to atzamos. Number one. Rav Papa Amar, gzeira she'ena nisperes, altu nisperes. Really, nisperes, if it's counted with the other fingers, that is a tumas daraisa, and it's metame magamas and oel. And it's chashev to be an aver. But the case here is ena nisperes, there goes there, drabanan. And that's why you don't have the full-fledged rules of Tuma. Says the Gemara, Yachi, she'inan is peris, ba'ol nami tatame. If you're going to Durabanan, why don't you give it the same halachas as the Daraisa? Answers the Gemara, it's not simple. Of Durabanan akeiro, we wanted to have a hecker, that it's only a Durabanan, ki heichi, to the lister, fu alayu, truma v'kachim. So that you don't take it so seriously, and that if you have truma or kachim that became tame through this, you won't think, oh my goodness, I have to burn it. It's only a Tuma Durabanan, and the Rabbanan weren't mokim their words, in the case of Truma v'Kachim. Stop there for a moment. So the fact that the bones of the body, we say 248, 365 sinews, 248 bones, so that is used, first of all, in the medical science. They try to figure out how many bones exactly do we have. Either way, one doesn't have to say that science is against the Talmud, because every bone has a lot of different parts to it. So how to figure it out and calculate exactly is not such a specific science with only one answer. Number one. But there's a lot of symbolism to those bones. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the Hakdama to Chelek Gimel. Mishnah Berurah has two Hakdamas, one to Chelek Aleph and one to Chelek Gimel. So in the Hakdama to Chelek Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says, discussing the chashivus of the mitzvah of Shabbos, which obviously Chelek Gimel is all about, he says, Ure'ei es chomer ha'avon sheish b'esachol Shabbos. Let me quote you a couple of points, how you know Shabbos is so severe and important. So he says, number one, chumer sa'aveira and onshim. If an onesh, as we assume, if the punishment for an avera reflects the chumras ha'avera, the nature of the avera, so the stronger the punishments, the worse the punishments, the more chashev the mitzvah is. And obviously Shabbos is a nechi of skila, which is the worst it could be. So says the Mishnah Berurah, number one, onshim reflect the chumras ha'avera. Number two, his second point is what we've had already in this, it came up in Chulin mostly, v'nuchal eros odes chomer ha'avon sheish b'isr chol Shabbos, tahalo b'chol ha'avonos, levan me isr avodas kochavim. Every other avera besides avodah zara, kaimalon, dim hu mumar chas v'shalom le'echan mehem einu mumar l'chol ha'torah. Person does not make themselves a heretic for everything by being a mumar for shatnes. If I'm a mumar for basar b'chalav, right, I eat shreif. I'm not a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. I can still be counted for a minion. Right, I'm still considered a Jew. Vilu b'isr Shabbos. What about Shabbos? If somebody bedafka b'mezid lahachis violates, so then he's a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. Mumar l'chol Shabbos is a mumar l'chol ha'torah kula. Avodah Zarah, you understand. That's Avodah Zarah. But Shabbos, the answer is because Shabbos is also defining to a Jew. Osi ben yivanechem. So that's number two, says the Mishnah Berurah, that you see the chashivas of Hilcha Shabbos. Number one, the onesh. Number two, the halachas of mumar. Number three, this is our issue. The gam sarech ladas, she ramach mitzvot shebatara, she itil Hashem yizbarach ala adam, lezachram ulushamram. The 248 mitzvahs asay that we have, hu keneged haramach evarim sheba adam. That is keneged the 248 limbs, the evarim in a person. Where does it say that? Bechoros memhei. That's in the Gemara, 248. It's not just a Zohar. It's a Gemara. V'kihechi d'be'evarim nimsa evarim shonim. And just like in the body, there are different limbs. Yesh ein ha'neshama tuliyah b'hem. Some of them, you don't need to live. The neshama is atali. Kamo hayad v'haregel v'chadoma. Davim yachzeru. Even if you're missing it, afsha hefzeru rav ma'od. It's terrible. You're going to be affected. Afal pike nikarak b'shem balmum. You'll be called a balmum if you're missing it. but you'll be able to live. The yesh al yeches ron osam enu yachal lichios apanei tevel. But some, if you're missing, you're not going to be able to live. Kagon shenitas rosho, o nikra segor libo, your heart, your brain. Sheshamu makar chayim. Says that's what applies to limbs. Kenu gam kim binyani mitzvahs Hashem yisbarach. It's the same thing with mitzvahs. Why? Shalem gam ksem ksiv, asher yasa osama adam, v'chai bohem. We live through our mitzvahs. Kihu chayecha v'orech yamecha. We live through the mitzvahs. And therefore, there are certain mitzvahs, he says, that are every mitzvah is important. And right, it says, Ein ato yodea batan tzcharen shel mitzvahs in the second parak of Pirkei Avos. But there's some mitzvahs that a person could be a Jew without. Obviously, it's terrible, but it could be a Jew without them. Yesh mitzvahs, shafilu pasha adam v'avar aleyem, hu nikro la'olam haba. He will be called to Olam Haba. Rak b'shem balmum. It'll be a gnai gadol on Eslach to be in Olam Haba, right? If somebody doesn't do a specific mitzvah related to a certain limb, then for eternity, he will be a balmum. And to be a balmum in Shemayim is much worse than being a balmum in Olam Hazeh. But then there are those that, if you don't have these, then there's no life. There's no life, and therefore, they won't be living. You see, he's missing that limb, right? Embarrassment for eternity. It'll be terrible. That's what we have to try to do every single mitzvah that we can. V'yeshin yonim shem kineged harosh v'halev shem ikir chiyas nefesh ha-kedusha kamo emuna b'ashem u'betaraso v'inyin shmir shabbos dim yechzer lo enyonim ahem k'fran istalik kol ikir chiyas minafsho ha-kedusha u'kshu chai b'olam hazeh hu chai rak b'nefesh ha-behemeth shalo v'lo yilo b'mele hakim b'esat chiyya. Very scary words of the Mishnah Berurah. Okay, that has to do with the Ramach, the 248, that we were just talking about. Okay, Vayter, Tzanan Hasam, says the Mishnah in Mesechus, Ahal is talking about, Tumas Ohel, Rov Binyanu, Rov Binyanu Shalmeis. What is Matami Ba'ol if you just have bones? If you have most of the structure, Rov Binyanu, Rov Binyanu Shalmeis, or most of the structure, the supporting bones, or the majority of the number of bones. Avol b'shein bo rova, tamein. Even if there isn't a rova kav, it's tamein, meaning that a very small person. So Tana Rabbanan, Ezel rov binyano. What does it mean, rov binyano? Most of the supporting bones. Shnei shokayim v'yarech echad. If you have two shokayim, your legs, v'yarech echad on one thigh. Hol v'rov gava b'gado, because that takes most of the height of a person's body, is his thighs and his legs. So that's what's considered Rov Binyan. Ezel Rov Minyan, Kuf Chav Hei, 125, which is one more than half of 248. Amalei Rabina LaRava, Tana Minyan, Azalash Minan. What, this Bryce is just coming to tell me the Minyan? Okay, thank you, we know 248, and we know one more than half of that is 125. So no, Kamash Balan, Kidatanya. The Chiddush is as follows. Chaser Sheim Bo Elam Asayim. Let's say somebody is born with only 200 instead of 248. So what's his Rov? Could he just have 101? Would that be good enough? Or v'yaser sheish bo matayim b'shmonim v'echad. Somebody's born with 281. What's his rov? The halacha is everybody has the same rov. Kulan olin l'minyan kuf chav hei zil basa ruba de inshi. No, you go by most people. Most people have 248. And therefore, rov of every person in the world will be 125. The Rishis Bikurim asks here, what do you mean? Rove is 248? We're going to have in a couple of lines that by a woman has a couple of extra ones. Not 248, a couple more than 248. So Rashi's Bikurim says, if you have half men, half women in the world, so then it's not Ruba de Inchi, because you have half women. So it's only half and half. So he says, it has to be the men plus all the islandesses. Because all the islandesses, he suggests, don't have those extra bones that a woman has, and therefore, it is Rove, it is Ruba de Inchi. Okay. Amar of Yehuda Amar Shmuel, famous story discussed by the scientists and the scholars and the Talmudists. Maisa b'Talmid of Shol Rabbi Yishmael. There was a story with the children, the Talmud of Rabbi Yishmael, the students. Sheshol kuzona achas. They cooked a zona. What does that mean? The Ben Yoyada says it means that the Malchus told them they had to do this. They were forced to do it. So this wasn't one of the big three, so they had to do it. And once they did it, so they were checking out some what they could learn from science as they were doing it. So they cooked a zonish in Ischaiva Sreifa Lamelech. She was Chayav Misa to the whatever government at that time. Batku Matsuba, Matayim B'chamishim Mishnayim. 252. Four extra ones. Four extra bones. 252. Amar lahem shema. So they go to Rabbi Shmuel. And they say, what's going on here? So Amar lahem shema b'isha badaktem. Shehosef la'akasef shnei tzirin b'shnei delasos. Maybe you cook, it was a female, right? Who have two hinges and two doors, literally. Obviously something to do with the uterus and babies. So that is, maybe you did that. So that's what they said. A woman has a couple of extra ones. Two important discussions related to this. Number one is Chassam Sofer and Yoredeya has a tshuva related to Isser Hana'a Min Hames. Interesting tshuva he has. The context of the tshuva is somebody wanted to donate their body to science. Shin Lamed Vav in Yoredeya. He says, "Benido shalafanenu, misha rotze limkar atzmo b'chiyuso l'rofim shinatchuhu achar moso l'momi menu hilchas arofim hineze einenu nichnas beged pikuach nefesh klal v'klal." That's not pikuach nefesh, and you're allowed to do it. Chas v'shalom, im kain for both even. Well, we'll see. We'll see. Im kain kol for sure for a Jew. Im kain koli mudi harofim yitcha Shabbos. All medical schools should be docha Shabbos. That's crazy. It's not. Why? Because there's no pikuach nefesh right now. Oh, it might come up in the future? No. The kivan she'inkam pikuach nefesh, ika mishum iser hana'a, the gam mishum nivol, im ala nivol shal atzmo lochas, kol shal lochas al kvod kono roi lo shal obola olam, v'chulu. And therefore, it says, it's also to give one's body to science. V'hai shivcha d'neschai v'sreifa l'malchus, v'shal kuhu b'meseches b'choros daf memhei, hai shivcha amalekis haisa, d'mutter b'hana'a, Oh, afilu shivcha kenan is shel Yisrael. Vitalia bepirush rishonim bekavanas tosav bekama daf yud talks about the that type of hana. But then he talks about afterwards is information called hana. Is information called hana? Knowledge, anatomy. If I'm not, is that hana? I'm not selling it. I'm not getting any monetary benefit. I'm just getting information. Just like we have by mitzvahs. Mitzvos lav lahenos nitnu. If it's something not tangible, so too maybe information is not called hana. He quotes the Taras Chaim, right? He quotes that the discusses this, but that is a big discussion also in terms of Isser Hanam and Ames, the early tshuvas about medical schools and anatomy, Jew, non-Jew, and even by cases where there are kulas, is that called hana? The other point to mention is the tshuvas in Rav Shlomo Kluger, and then we'll move. Rav Shlomo Kluger mentions in the tshuva, Ha'elef Lecha Shlomo. Simin Kuf Chaf, he says, he was asked, Asher Sha'al Benusach Misha Berach Lechola, Sha'omrim Gam Benekeva, Leramach Evareha Veshasagi Deha, Hareba Isha Evarim Yaseirimu, Bechoristav Memhei. So he says, to start off, he says, maybe because, Venira Lomar, because we say Avram Yisach Yaakov in there, and we're trying to ask in their Zchus, they can only be Mezake what they have. And they only had Ramach Ivar Meshasa Gidim, and therefore you have to say, and even though we mentioned the Imos too, but still it's only, they can only give the Ramach, we don't include the Avos too, so that's why we say the Ramach. Ain't Koch Mug Echel Hagin Alasheni, El Masha Biyodo, the Yeshlo, Velaba Masha Ainlo, the Kivan de la Avos, Ain Rak Ramach Ivar Meshasa Gidim, Lakach Ain Zachusa Megan Nami, Rak Alashira Zevelo Yoter. Fine. We know that there are other Nuschos, right? That's why there are some that take out that Nusach for Mishaberach for a female. But those who do it together, it's not a problem because it's going on the Avramis of Yaakov. But some do take out the Nusach. Okay, we mentioned in the past from the Achronim, why is it by Mishaberach we say the mother's name, and by an Al-Kalmala we say the father's name, based on the Gemara Nida, what is given by each one. The father gives the bones, and that's what's left after death, and therefore we say the father's name. Masha'ei Kain, the mother gives the Basar and the Gitim and the Asamas, that's life, and that's what needs a Refuah. And that's why we say the mother's name by Amy Shabir, also because of the Rachmanis of a mother, other reasons as well. Tanya Vaiter, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kishim Shetzirim Labayas, Kachzirim Leisha. Just like there are hinges to a house, there are hinges to a female. Shenemar, Vatechra, Vatelad, Kinevchu, Aleha, Tzireha. Right, talking about the beginning, by Eli's daughter-in-law, when Ikavod was born. Right, so she Nefchu, Aleha, Tzireha, she was having a baby, her Tzirim turned around. Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Kishim Shetzirim Labayas, Kachzirim Leisha. Doors, Shenemar, Kilo Sagar, Dalsei Bitni. Right, Eov's talking about when he was born. His mother's doors weren't closed up. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kashem Shem Maftech Labayis Kach Maftech Leisha Shenemar Vayiftach Es Rachma. Kadosh Baruch Hu has the Maftech, like the Mara says in Tainus. There's a Maftech for childbirth. Rabbi Akiva Kasha Ditalmidei Rabbi Yishmael According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a kasha. What Rabbi Shmuel said, because Rabbi Shmuel, the Talmid of Rabbi Shmuel, what was that story? They had 252, and now you're saying 253 now, right? Because according to Rabbi Akiva, what we just said, there's a mafteach also. There's not just serum and delosos, there's an extra one. Assuming mafteach is a physical keys. There's five extra. So there should be 253 in the story. There shouldn't have just been 252, as what occurred in the story. So no, Dilma, I did the zutra ismuche ismismech. It was so small, it got they were being cooked. So it got all, melted. Fine. Period. Amarav, v'kulani metamin ba'ohel. All these extra bones of a woman are not metami ba'ohel. Shenemar zos atora adam ki amus ba'ohel davar hashava l'chol adam. Only the bones that every human being has. Omer le'abaya ubi ish leka. When a man doesn't have hinges, v'aksiv tzirim achazuni ki tzir yoleda. Yishayahu, right? The tzirim are grab me like the hinges of a yoleda. No, tzirei basar. That's not made of bones. That's just flesh. A man doesn't have the extra bones that a woman has. V'yoksiv adoni b'mar'a nehefchut sirai. Daniel has a vision. So hachanami tzirei basar. Those are all tzirei basar. Hachanami stav. It also makes sense to say that a man doesn't have extra ones. Why? If you say a man has extra ones, then matayim v'arbaim v'shmona hechemishkachazla. Lo b'ish lo b'isha. So who has 248? Then we know there's a mesorah that somebody has 248. So therefore it must be that the man's aren't considered extra. Period. Yiter, Yadav Abaraglav Eiter. Feel free to look at all the Mefarshim talk all about that story. Yes, Yadav Abaraglav, so somebody has an extra hands and feet, and the case is six each. So it's all proportionate. But Machlokas. Am Rabbi Yisrael Vashnei Mekardecha Darshu, both Darshan, the same Pasuk. What pasuk? Vatihi on milchama. The milchama continued between the Plishtim and the Jews. Vayhi ish madon veetzbaos yadav veetzbaos raglav sheish v'sheish. Right, this warrior had six on each hand and foot. So was that a good thing or not a good thing? So mar savar biganusei mishtoi. The opinion that says pasul, that says it's a balmum, says it's talking about biganus of this warrior. Or mar savar b'shivchei mishtoi. Once I know it's talking about the godless of this warrior. Period. Amar Rabba Mali Dechsev Sheish Vashesh Esrim Ba'arba Mispar. Why does it say that whole phrase? What we know, 6 times 4 is 24. You don't have to add it up for me. So it's not the higher mathematics. So why do you have to say 6 and 6 and 20, they equal 24? Srichi. Dikaz Rachmana Sheish Vashesh. If the Pasuk would have only written 6 and 6, Hava Amina Shis Diyade Vashis Dekare. I would have thought six of the hand and six of the foot. Rashi, biyado achas ubaraglo achas. With one, that's a problem, but not if it's on both. Because of Esrim Va'arba, that's why I got to say 24. To say altogether is 24. Because of Esrim Va'arba, and if you would have only had 24, havamina, I would have said that means chamesh me'agisa v'sheva me'agisa. It's balmum if it's not proportionate. It's 5 and 7. Because of shesh v'shesh, that's what you have to say. 6 and 6 and 24 to teach me. Even if it's all proportionate and parallel and beautiful, it's not called a, it's not a good thing according to the mandama that says it's a balmum. Mispar, what does the word mispar teach us in the pasuk? Benisparis agav yad hayad, like we said before, it has to be counted with the other fingers and viewed with them in order to be a problem. Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isa b'adam echad shepol afnei Rabbi Tarfon. Yes, Rabbi Yehuda v'baraglav sheish v'sheish esam arba. Someone once came in front of Rabbi Tarfon that looked like this. Omar lo, kamos chayir b'bi Yisrael. There should be more people like you in the Jewish nation. Sounds like he holds like the opinion that says kosher. Amal Rab Yosi, Misham Raya. No, you got the story wrong. Kach Amarlo, this is what he said. Kamoscha Yisma'atu, Mamzirei V'Nesiyim Yisrael. If there are more people like you, there'd be less Mamzerim and Nesinim. What does that mean? Rashi says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu made all the Mamzerim and Nesinim look like that, everybody would know who they are and stay away from them. And there'd be less of them in Klal Yisrael. Rashi says, Kol Mamzerim Shebi Yisrael Yu Kamoscha. That's what he's saying. All Mamzerim should look like you, but you Nikarin Shemitipa Psulahim below Yidviku Bahen. What's the connection between having six fingers and six toes and being a Mamzer? So Ben Yehoyada says, and if you look in Gemara's elsewhere, that the Gemara uses the word etzba, referring to the Eivor HaZachar. Lo kol ha-etzbo shavos. Talks about it by a basula in the beginning of Subis. Lo kol ha-etzbo shavos. So in a Lashon Nekiyah, it's called an etzba. So this woman who created the mamzer had an extra etzba. Had an extra etzba that she shouldn't have had. So that's the extra etzba that he had. He has an etzba. He's born with an extra etzba. That's the connection of Mamzerus and this woman, his mother, who created this Mamzer Rachmana Litzlan. That's the Ben Yehoyada. Unbelievable. With Shas at his fingertips, connecting etzba and etzba. He has another child there too, but we'll just leave it at that one. Hashole Bishde Yadav. An ambidextrous is a balmum, tana rabbanon, iter, bein biyad, bein beregel, pasul. In iter, a lefty pasul. Bein biyad, bein beregel. What's beregel? If you start going somewhere and you go your left foot first, right? So that is pasul. That's pasul. Rashi quotes what the sources are. Rashi quotes in the first couple of skinny lines, eat by a yad, because it says that you have to do all the avoda with your right hand. And therefore, because you wouldn't be able to do it with your right hand, so that's why it's pasul. And iter regel is learned out from la'amod l'shares. La'amod l'shares, kederach shar amida, di'ikaro b'yamin. A person usually stands with their weight on their right foot, if you're a righty, and if you don't have that, that's not called an amida. The Reishis Bikurim, if you look at it here, talks about the psul here of iter yad. Hashole b'shtei yadav ambidextrous. Rebbe posel chamachshirin machlokes. Mar savar. Rebbe holds this pasul. Why kichishusa askla b'yamin? The fact that you're ambidextrous reflects the fact that your right hand must be weaker. If your left hand is stronger, umar savar no. B'reyusa askla b'small. No, it's just that your left hand is stronger. Not that your right hand is weaker. So machlokes. Major. So lamaisa a lefty. So the Ramban and other Rishonim in Chulin Sadik Veiz and Yavamis Kuftes, we discussed this before, wherever a lefty comes up, got to know what about Chalitza? That's a huge one. If somebody's a lefty by Chalitza, so does he do the left foot? Does he do, is that his right? Right? Like by Tefillin it switches. That's clear. That's in the Gemara. But everything else is not in the Gemara. That's in the Rishonim. How do we deal with lefties in areas of Halacha where you need right? So by Chalitza, there's an opinion in Rishonim that say the woman is stuck if the Yavam is a lefty. Because you need the right, and he doesn't have a right. And his right is not his strong foot. So there are some that say she's stuck. Others say, no, they use his left foot, which is his right. So the Shulchan Aruch discusses it. But again, that is a major discussion by Chalitza, and it's a discussion here. So Machlokas Rishonim. Machlokas Rishonim about a lefty in terms of Avoda Bebeis HaMikdash. The Ramban and Yavamis quotes that it's possible that he can do the Avoda with his left hand, which is Yamin, like Tefillin. But it is not clear. Here we go to Bebeis HaMikdash. We'll have to ask that one to Elio. Masnisa Inviter. Hakushi, Hagichar Valavkan. All these three different types of colored people. What color? We'll see. Our puzzle. Vahakipeach, we'll see what that is. Vahananas, a midget. Vahacheresh, and a mute, a deaf mute. Big discussion all over Shas, whenever Cheresh comes up. What does it mean? First Shuvah, then Odebi Yehuda. Cheresh, a deaf mute, just a mute, just deaf. What exactly does it mean? Vahashote, or if somebody is a mentally not stable. Shote. Achronim asks, what's the chiddush of that one? Of course, the shote can't do it. He's a la bardas. So it could be that even when he's not a shote, if he always goes back and forth, it could be he's possible even when he's not a shote. Vashikar, if somebody's drunk, ubali negoim tahorim, psulin ba'adam uksherim bebehema, all of these are puzzled by people and kosher by animals. Rav Shimon Gamliel omer, shote mina behema ina mina mufchar. If you have a crazed animal, that also shouldn't be used l'chadchila. The Tanakhama said it's no problem to have a shote by an animal. Rebbe Lazar Omer, av bali hadildulin. Psulin b'adam v'ksherim b'behema. Bali dildulin, if you have extra pieces of skin hanging down, that is also pasul b'adam v'ksherim b'behema. So let's just do this Gemara quickly. Kushi, oh, just a list of colors. Kushi, uchma, black. Gichar chivra, white. Right, that's somebody who has a very white complexion. Lav konsumka, red. Eini, is that true? Vahuda amar lahu, man deboy lav kayane vishkaka chivra. Somebody was selling a lav kayane, and it turned out to be white. And we just said lav kayane is red. Ella, you're right, switch it. Kushi uchma is black. Gichar, sumka. Gichar is red. Kida amri inchi, sumka gachya. Like they say, the red one is the gachya. Lav kan chivra, that's the white one. Kuda amar lahu, man deboy lav kayane vishkaka chivri. That's what they found. Kipeach, tani ribsvid, gavoa. Somebody that's very, very tall in a balmum type of way. Eini, is this really true that tall is a bad thing? V'yatani Rabbi Yavo. Minayin Shakadosh Baruch Hu mishtabeach b'malei koma. How do you know God loves the tall ones? Sh'nemar, v'anochi yishmati es hamori mipneihem, asher kegova arazim govo. I destroyed them like they were as tall as those big tall cedar trees. So you see, it's like a good thing. See, it's a good thing. So, what do you mean? So it's not a problem to be tall. So Amar Papa, no. Ba'aricha shemita sanya. It's tall in a way that looks bad. That it's a gnai. People sit there like, oh, He's too lanky, and it's not exactly it's not just a tall person in a good way. Amrei Shlokash finishing up. Gavolo Yisa Gavois. A tall man should not marry a tall woman. Shema Yitzimim Torah. Maybe they'll have a humongous tall child, as tall as the mast of a ship. Nanas Lo Yitzim Nanenas. Shema Yitzimim Ed's Boy. Midget and a midget, right? Because maybe they'll come out a tiny little child. Lavan lo yisa lavana, shema yitzimim bohak, shachal lo yitzim shchar, shema yitzimim tafuach. Too black, too white. Either way, too extreme, shouldn't marry each other. No, I don't think it means like, if you have the normal type of short, or the normal type of tall, I don't think there's, right, one of the things to ask on a date, you know, how tall or short he is, that's a personal preference. But in terms of what the Gemara is talking about here, it means unusually tall or unusually short, both going with the same person. Okay, we'll have to stop here, and Be'ez Hashem, we will continue with HaChereish, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Parsha Shir hopefully should be up. And the sponsor of today's shiur, again, was by Batya and Eddie Jacobs. We thank them for the sponsorship. Lili Nishmas, Dr. Chuck Feldman. The Neshama should have an aliyah and a schus with all the learning.